Our text for this morning's meditation is from Philippians chapter 3, these words, "But our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior." So our text, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, it should go without saying that our citizenship, our true citizenship, where we truly belong, to what we truly belong, is heaven. Is heaven. But it must be said, mustn't it? It must be said. And it must be said that our true citizenship is in heaven, because we can be overwhelmed by our citizenship here on earth, in the here and now, by that question, that is the question of who we are in this world, where we belong in this world, to what do we belong in this world, and by what are we defined in this world? For to the world, of course, this is a very important question, a question that becomes obvious whenever we travel internationally, and getting off the plane at our destination, we must go through customs. There at the customs desk, we must present to the customs officials who we are, where we're from, to what we belong, and how we're defined. We do this with a passport. A passport that declares our citizenship here on earth. Now, there are about 195 countries in the world today, and to get into any of those countries, you need a passport. A passport declaring your citizenship in your country. Well, that's not exactly right. You need a passport, and sometimes you need a visa as well. Now, without a visa, with just a U.S. passport, we as citizens of the U.S., we can get into 186 of 195 countries. 186. That puts the United States passport in seventh place for its accessibility to other countries. Number one on the list, a Singaporean passport. That would get us into 193 countries. The worst passport to have? An Afghani passport. A passport from Afghanistan declaring us to be citizens of that country would get us into only 27 countries. So the total of 193 countries to which the U.S. passport grants us access is nothing to shake a stick at. Still, when it comes to heaven, whether we have the best of the world's passports or the worst, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. For no earthly passport, no citizenship here makes us citizens there. That is, grants us access to the kingdom of heaven. And there isn't any type of visa available for that purpose either. So, all that an earthly passport can do for us is allow us access to some country here on earth. Still, we can get caught up in all of that, can't we? The question of who we are and where we belong and to what we belong and by what we are defined as represented by our passport, limited as it is to just earthly travels. Especially with the election cycle here in the United States ramping up again, so many conversations, so much thought, so many hours of television and radio and the internet will be dedicated to just this earthly topic, and that is who we are and how we should be defined, how we should live, breathe, and act. But those are earthly things, aren't they? Earthly things. And fair enough, we should render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's and unto God the things that are God's. And when it comes to an election, what is Caesar's? Our vote. Our vote. And it is a vote that should be arrived upon after much thought and deliberation, but it should be made. That vote belongs to Caesar. We should render to Caesar that vote. But in voting, we shouldn't think that somehow we've cast a ballot for heaven here on earth or hell. But we can do that as well, can't we? For we can forget that there is an actual heaven, an actual heaven from which our Savior will appear on the last day to take us to be with him, to live forever in his kingdom, which is called the kingdom of heaven. And there is a hell. And what hell is not the kingdom of heaven. It's an existence without the good and gracious preservation of God or Heavenly Father. And both of those places, they're eternal. They last forever. What is here on earth, our life in it, it's momentary, it's temporary, it will come to an end. But that doesn't make it unimportant. It just puts it into perspective. But if we lose that perspective, well, what then? The Pharisees in our gospel reading had lost their perspective. To them, the here and the now, earthly authority and power, history and tradition, that is the authority and power and history and tradition of Israel. What we know as the nation of Israel, we call it the kingdom of Israel, that time, but the most important, so very, very important. Those things were definitive for the Pharisees, the Herodians. So according to the Gospel of Matthew, they got together with the Herodians, those Pharisees, that is the political supporters of the Herod family, the descendants of Herod the Great, who had tried to have the baby Jesus murdered to achieve his earthly political goals. Yes, the Pharisees and the Herodians got together to try to trick Jesus into saying something with which he then could be accused and arrested and condemned to death by the Romans. Now, if you saw any part of the political debate this past week, you'd realize that the exact same thing happens today. If a political opponent can just be caught saying something wrong, saying something devastating, something damning, then they are done for. They're done. The ploy of the Pharisees and Herodians to try to get Jesus to say something bad about Caesar. That is to say that it was not right to pay taxes to Caesar. For if the Pharisees and the Herodians could document Jesus saying such a bad thing in view of Caesar, well, that would be it. Jesus would be done for. Jesus would be arrested and condemned out of their hair. And their earthly authority, theological authority as far as the Pharisees were concerned, and political authority as far as the Herodians were concerned, it would be assured. Why? Because the most important thing to them was their authority, their power in this world. And why would, after all, Jesus say that they should not pay taxes to Caesar? Well, because Jesus was all about heaven, wasn't he? And they knew that. Jesus was all about heaven. He was true, taught the way of God truthfully. He wasn't swayed by anyone's opinion, and certainly was not swayed by human authority with all its pomp and circumstance. Certainly, Jesus, of all people, would say that since this is so, that the kingdom of heaven is everything and the kingdoms of this earth nothing, so taxes should not be paid to further such earthly kingdoms. But that's not what Jesus did, is it? It's not what Jesus did. Jesus said that both kingdoms have their place, the earthly and the heavenly. And that answer has troubled mankind ever since. For our tendency here, the preference of our old Adam, is either to go all in with the kingdoms of this world like the Pharisees and Sadducees did, focusing our time, our talent, and treasures on the here and the now, clutching our passports with both hands, we could say, and trying somehow to make sense of the role of the church in our earthly citizenship in an earthly country. Or we completely dismiss our earthly citizenship altogether and dismiss all earthly powers and authorities as meaningless, which seems to be the trend today. But of course, such earthly powers and authorities are not meaningless. They're not meaningless. They are actually put in place by God. By God, our loving Heavenly Father himself, for our good. God himself establishes Caesar. God establishes government. They exist so that we can live together in peace and harmony, promoting general welfare, that is, governments, and if need be, to protect us from other countries who would hurt or harm or destroy us. That's why God creates governments, and we live under governments for that purpose. So the glory that is our veterans. Our veterans who willingly laid their life on the line for us. That is, they willingly risked their citizenship in the kingdom of this world so that you and I could continue to live in this kingdom called the United States in peace and safety. For that service to us in love, our veterans are owed our perpetual thanks and praise. And yet we do belong to even a greater kingdom, don't we? A heavenly one, the kingdom of heaven. Our citizenship then, our true and eternal citizenship, is there, not here. My kingdom is not of this world, is what Christ told Pilate, and that kingdom of Jesus became a visible reality when he rose from the dead and he appeared before his disciples. Why? Because God is not a God of the dead but of the living. The kingdom of Christ, then, of God become man in Jesus Christ, is not a kingdom of the dead. The dead like Pilate, the dead like Caesar, who died long ago. That is a kingdom of the dead of this world. But the kingdom of Christ is the kingdom of the living, that is, of the world to come. Having been baptized into that kingdom then, having been granted citizenship in that kingdom, we live even now in the kingdoms of this world, but as citizens of a different kingdom. The difference that makes in the here and now, that we're citizens of the kingdom of heaven, the forgiveness of sin. The forgiveness of sin, which is ours through faith in Jesus Christ. That is a forgiveness of the sins committed in the kingdoms of this world, which frees our hearts and minds and souls from this kingdom, the kingdom of this world, so that we can be like Christ, knowing the truth, teaching the way of God, and not caring about the opinions of others. In this sense, we are freed from the kingdoms of this world. And being freed from the kingdoms of this world in such a way, we can serve within those kingdoms without having our minds and hearts set upon them. You know, I've mentioned before the freedom I felt as an American citizen living in Germany. It truly was a freedom for what went on there, what happened there in Germany, its challenges and its troubles and its problems, its debates and its scuffles and worries. I had no part in. I was living there and studying there and working there and paying taxes there. And yet there, Germany was not who I was. Not where I belonged, not to what I belonged, by what I was defined, and it really could never be. Why? I was born elsewhere. I was a citizen of the United States of America. Being baptized into Christ, we are new creations reborn into the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven. That makes us citizens of that kingdom. And that being so, we can and do await our Savior Jesus, who will come from that kingdom and transform our lowly bodies to be like his glorious body by the power that enables him to subdue all things to himself. And that's why we can live here in this country as citizens of this country and serve in this country and even serve this country. We can live and work and pay our taxes and do all the things that citizens do, except with the realization every single day that our true citizenship is somewhere else. It's in heaven. And that does make all the difference in the world. Amen. Now may the peace which passes all understanding keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. We rise and sing the offertory.